right away, Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Developed by Norman Lear. In the subway, a man gets his pocket picked while shuffling between cars. The pickpocket casually strolls through the busy subway, then finds a seat. Nearby, Gloria steps into the rocking car. Behind her, Mike and Archie squeeze through the door at the same time.
Close the door.
Mike slides the door shut.
Lang, who goes first, will you?
You dragged us through three cars already. What are you looking for, a room with a view?
You gotta be careful when you're selecting a seat on the subway, Meat. I didn't want to sit back there. There was a gang war going in the third car back.
What? What gang war? There were three kids fighting for a strap to hold on to.
If you went back there now, I bet you see the little one hanging from that strap. And what about the flasher in this last car?
The guy had a broken zipper.
Yeah. He was all wore out playing Showtime.
Well, this car looks fine. I'm sitting down.
No. Don't do that. Don't do that. Come with me. Come with me. Don't you know a pervert when you see one?
They all glance at the pickpocket.
What makes you think he's a pervert?
Would you say he was a pimp?
No.
Would you say he was a mugger?
No.
Would you say he was a pusher?
No, Daddy.
Then there's nothing left but pre-life.
Why can't he just be a normal human being?
Because he's riding the subway.
We're riding the subway.
But we know what we are.
He thinks you're the pre-vert.
I'm sure he does. All pre-verts think I'm a pre-vert.
You really want to run a security check on this car? Can we find a seat, please, somewhere?
There's a wino down here, slopped over four seats. We'll get there.
With his foot, Archie nudges a sleeping man.
Hey, man. Hey, why don't you take the single seat on the other side of the car there?
I don't want a fatso.
See, winos always call me fatso. They see double. Wino. If you don't get your butt out of the seat, I'm going to lift it out of there with my foot.
Arch, take it easy, will you?
There are three seats over there. And it's lucky for you. I would have took a belt out.
Come on, take
it easy. I'd have felt you for general principles.
Daddy,
come on.
Daddy, so mean to people. Calling him a wino.
Well, what'd you expect me to call him? He is a wino. You're a wino, ain't you?
Yeah.
Sitting across the car, Archie shrugs.
Why can't you be nice? Why does your first instinct always have to be violence?
I'm only human, Meathead. And to be human is to be violent.
Archie, you just can't go around belting people. A man over there is sick. What if he was in a wheelchair? Would you belt him if he was in a wheelchair?
It's a stupid question. He was in a wheelchair. Who the hell wants his seat? Besides, it's bad luck to sit in a wheelchair.
Where did you ever hear it was bad luck to sit in a wheelchair?
You don't believe me? Ask any guy in a wheelchair.
Look, all I know is there's no excuse for hitting people.
What do you know about anything, huh? You only ride the buses there all the time. I ride these subways. Gee, the subway. You know, New York is the only city in the world that has a skid row that moves all over town. You ride it all the time. And on my day off, you two have to drag me to see a house way up the end of the world.
The Bronx is not the end of the world.
Well, it smells like the end of something.
Who asked you to come with us?
I had to come with you to keep an eye on you. There's a couple of dopes like you. Might make a mistake. What do you want another house for anyway? You got a perfectly good house right alongside of me. Why would you want to move?
Mike and Gloria share a solemn glance.
You can't answer that question. Stay put, huh? Now, last year, about this time, the two of you were thinking about moving down south to Minnesota. And then this year, you want to move up to the Bronx, which is 10 times worse.
What's wrong with the Bronx?
Oh, what's wrong with the Bronx? Don't you know why they call it the Bronx? Because it ain't fit to live in.
They call it the Bronx because it was named after a Scandinavian settler, Jonas Bronk.
Oh, well, that ain't the way I heard it. I heard the Bronx was an old Indian word that meant, hey, chief, look, the trees is dead.
I still like the idea of us living there because you'd have to take the subway to come see us.
I ain't thinking about myself, little girl. I'm thinking about your poor mother. And every time she wanted to see Joey, I had to take more than an hour's trip way up to the Bronx there to see him on this thing here. Between the gropers and the flashes, by the time she'd get there, she'd be a woman of the world.
Make any difference anyway because we can't afford the down payment.
That's right.
They brace themselves when the subway lurches.
Hey, how come we're not moving?
We ain't moving because the train stopped. In the tunnel. It always does that.
Well, I wonder what's wrong.
I'll tell you what's wrong, sister. There's something wrong with this whole stinking, rotten, maggot-infested, corrupt system which sucks the lifeblood out of the honest sweat of oppressed workers.
Well, you brung that on yourself, little girl. Don't never talk communism in public.
What did I say that was communism?
You said something was wrong, didn't you?
The subway lurches.
Oh, we're moving again.
Oh, what a dumbbell I am. Give up, my son. Go all the way up there to look at a house that you can't afford to buy anyhow.
Cute little house, though, wasn't it?
Yeah,
honey?
Yeah.
Something you'd never see, too. A fireplace right in a bedroom.
Hey, that would be cozy on cold winter nights, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
come on. Don't be mouth-kissing on a moving train. That's dangerous after what I paid for her teeth.
When the subway arrives at a station, passengers fight their way through the open doors. A woman nudges Archie out of the way to take the seat between him and Gloria.
What are you sitting over there for?
Get away from me, Howard. I don't want to sit near you. I want to know you. Please, and don't make a scene in public.
The man reaches past Archie to wave flowers at her.
Do you mind, what's your name, Howard? Get the flowers out of my face. Come on, this is a subway car. It ain't a heist.
Mister, these flowers are for my mother.
Oh, well, well, you got my sympathies.
Now she's alive.
Give me the sympathies.
Will you shut up?
No!
Howard hits her over the head with the flowers, then strides off to another seat.
Your husband's gassed, eh?
You noticed.
I am not gassed.
You're gassed!
Michael.
Ignore them.
Says he ain't gassed. I can smell it from over here. His breath is strong enough to turn over a windmill on a can of Dutch cleanser.
Where did you get that breath of yours?
Oh, not where he got his. I had a frankfurter up in the Bronx.
The woman wrinkles her nose, then gets up and moves across the car.
Excuse me, would you mind moving over a little? Oh, come on, move. Let's take it.
She pulls a man out of his seat.
Hey, that's my newspaper.
Oh, I don't know that.
She steals his seat and paper.
Hey, listen, remember, when we get to my mother's house, don't talk. She hates your voice.
You know what I hate about your mother? Her son.
Oh, I got it. You're talking about me.
Well, you're her only son. Figure it out.
Listen, my mother was good enough to invite us over for dinner. So you're gonna go, you're gonna be nice to her, and you're gonna eat.
Who can eat? She keeps taking her teeth out and rinsing them in her seltzer.
You keep on talking like that, and you'll be able to do the same thing.
Howard wags his fist.
I don't believe it.
Ignore them.
A lot of old ladies use their teeth in anything that's handy.
Can't we move?
I'm gonna move. I mean, this is gonna be fun here. This is what you call on your airplanes your middle of the flight entertainment.
The subway lurches.
Oh, we stopped again.
I hate it when the train stops in the tunnel.
Yeah. It's like a little taste of death while you're still living, you know?
We'll all be tasting death as long as we are trapped by the international banking czars and their lackeys, the oil-rich sheiks.
The angry black man sits back down.
Well, he's better than a hairy Krishna's howling and playing tangerine.
The conductor walks through the subway.
Here's the conductor. Hey, conductor there. At this here train to stop.
Yeah, it's like a bad dream, ain't it?
How long are we going to be stuck here?
We may have to wait a while.
Well, what are we waiting for?
For somebody to loan New York more money.
Howard reaches for his wife's purse.
Leave that alone.
Give me your purse.
What do you want to do?
Give me your purse.
He yanks it away from her and looks inside.
What'd you do with my bottle?
I threw it away.
What?
The wino wakes up.
She threw his booze away.
Where? Terrible.
We'll get you their address.
We're going to get off at the next stop, and we're going to the first liquor store.
The liquor stores are closed on Sunday. Your liver could use a day off.
Your head could use another shot with the flowers.
He hits her with the bouquet.
Can't stand
it. Ignore them.
Can't we move? Because somebody's going to get hurt.
Well, it ain't going to be us. Meantime, we'll have lots of laughs till we change trains at Grand Central.
For me, nothing.
Flowers you want. Here's flowers.
He whacks her again.
Some people are allergic, you know.
A woman covers her mouth with a scarf.
My knight in shining armor staggers home every night and passes out on the couch. Can't even make it to the bedroom.
Well, booze blinds the angel of sex.
Maybe the couch is a hell of a lot warmer than sleeping with you.
Oh. I say you're hard to please, buddy. She ain't half bad.
Then why don't you spend all your nights on the couch? You're just as useful there as you are in bed.
Now there's a kick in the groin.
What did you say?
Howard shoves the flowers in her face.
She said you're a busted balloon.
Listen, I don't have to take any more of this from you. Marcia, remember all the days I used to say that someday I'm going to kill you?
Yeah.
Well, today is the day I'm going to kill you. I've had it with you.
Howard starts choking Marcia. Gloria tries rousing Archie and Mike, then gets up and jumps on Howard's back. When Howard shoves Gloria aside, Mike slugs him, sending him to the floor.
Michael, what happened?
I hit him. It's the first time in my life I ever hit anybody.
Oh, my God. You killed him. You killed him. You killed him!
Standing over Howard's motionless body, Mike frets.
I'm sorry. Please come too.
Somebody do something!
I didn't mean it.
All you've done was belt him.
Michael, he'll be okay.
I think he needs a doctor.
Yeah, is there a doctor here?
A passenger hides behind a magazine.
A doctor in this car?
In this car, there's bound to be a bunch of them. What do you want, a brain surgeon, a urologist, or what?
Maybe a nurse or a veterinarian, a pharmacist.
Pharmacist? Howie is a pharmacist.
God, what did I do?
All you done was belt him.
He's gonna be all right, Michael. He's breathing. Now, maybe there's a doctor in another car. Let's go look for one.
All right.
Should he really leave the scene of the crime? I mean, no offense, but you are a murderer.
I'm not a murderer.
All you done was belt him.
What about artificial respiration?
Can you do that?
No.
Will you shut up?
I'll do it.
No! You get away from him.
Don't you push my husband.
Gloria hits Marcia, then Marcia pounds Gloria's foot. Marcia holds her fist while Gloria hops around in pain.
I'm gonna go get a doctor.
You don't have to look at another car. My husband here is a doctor.
Shut up, Clarice.
I will not shut up. Get over there and help that man.
Pay no attention to this woman. She's totally insane. I'm taking her to Bellevue.
Wait a second, miss. Hold on. If you're a doctor, you gotta help him. He's hurt.
How do you know he's hurt? Are you a doctor?
You coward. What if I were lying there?
You'll find out when it happens.
Wait a second. You took the Hippocratic Oath.
I also took an oath to my insurance company. I pay $15,000 a year for malpractice coverage. If I touch this guy and something goes wrong, I'll be emptying bedpans at the free clinic. Come on.
Who needs you anyway? You couldn't be a good doctor if you're down here riding the subway. All the good doctors are up in the fresh air riding around on the Lincoln Continentals.
If you're gonna leave, at least tell us what to do.
All right. Get him to a doctor.
The doctor leaves with his wife.
This is for the medical profession, little girl.
Howard, Howard, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for everything.
Now she's sorry.
False grief.
Look, he's moving. Oh, he's coming too.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, come on, honey, sit down. See, it's all over
it's
now.
It's not all over. I attacked a man.
All you did was both.
Yeah, take your coat, thanks. Oh, can you please sit back and give him some air?
In a subway?
Hey, look, I happen to be a lawyer. I saw the whole thing, and I think you got a terrific lawsuit here. Assault and battery with intent to kill. It's a lead pipe cinch.
Thank you, but my brother Norman happens to be a lawyer. He'll handle this for us, so get lost.
He turns to Mike.
I saw the whole thing. I think you got a terrific case. This is a perfect example of self-defense. It's a lead pipe cinch.
Yeah, will you?
No one's grateful for help these days.
This ain't for the legal profession, little girl. Hey, fella, you. This is gonna be the sorriest day you ever had. I'm gonna haul you in court and sue you for every cent you got. I'm seriously injured. I got blurred vision, a low backache, and a throbbing pain in my skull.
And whiplash!
And an earache.
You want to sue me? Go ahead and sue me. I don't care. I deserve it. Take my money, take my house, take everything.
Hey, right on, brother. Give it all up. The more you possess, the more you are possessed, while the wretched of the earth have to scrounge for a meager existence.
Sue us? A whole carload of people saw you try and strangle your wife.
That's right, strangling, you know. I guess they don't mind that up in Boston, but this is New York. And I'm gonna tell you something else. I'm gonna pay a visit to my attorneys first thing tomorrow morning. Where do you see them guys? They are seven savage Jews that won't leave a scrap on your bones.
Sue, but we got at least 14 witnesses here who'll testify that you were drunk, you were strangling your wife, you threw me.
All right. We don't sue. Let's forget the whole thing.
Forget the whole thing, huh? Yeah, just sweep everything under the carpet. That solves everything, doesn't it?
He said forget it. Leave it alone.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Gloria, don't you understand? All my life, I believed in nonviolence. I've marched in peace protests. I've signed petitions against capital punishment. Now I hit a man.
So you done good. You can hardly wait to tell all the gang down at Kelsey's. With some of them guys, I have to tell you, to this very day, figure you for a fruit.
You hit him because you had to defend me.
Gloria, that's not the point. It wouldn't make any difference if I were defending you or the flag or Kate Smith singing God Bless America. The fact is, I hit a man.
To save me. Michael, aren't you overdoing the thing?
Gloria, I put a freak show on for these people.
All you done was belting.
Now, when everybody leaves this train, they'll all have a great story to tell. They'll all be sitting around at dinner telling their family and their friends how this one guy smacked another guy in the face, how his head snapped back and his knees buckled. I gave him a Charles Bronson and a Clint Eastwood movie rolled into one. The only thing missing was the hot-buttered popcorn.
Well, don't go on about this. Okay, so you're a peaceful man, so you hate violence.
Gloria! When my fist hit the man's face, I didn't hate it.
Of course you didn't hate it. You're supposed to feel good.
I did, damn it! That's what scares me.
What, are you scared of being human?
Huh?
Like I told you before, 'tis human to be violent. Listen, I could set you all the way back to the Bible to prove that to you. Back to the book of Ecclesiastes there. Mark 4:2-7 or something. Talking about the gifts to all humanity. And of these is faith, hope, and charity. And of these, the greatest is violence.
Mike knits his brow.
You don't follow that. Well, anyway, I hope you learn a lesson from all that is here today. It's a lesson you should have learned long ago. You're listening to this, too. And it's this. Don't never, never go looking for a house in the Bronx.
The subway lurches to a start, and Gloria picks up the battered bouquet of flowers. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Phil Doran and Douglas Arango. Executive story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Story editors Douglas Arango and Phil Doran. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Latchman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Nita Talbot, Marcia. Wynn Irwin, Howard. Sudie Bond, Old Woman. Richard Lawson, Angry Black Man. William Lantreau, Doctor. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1977 Tandem Productions Incorporated. Recorded at Metro Media Square, Hollywood, California. A Bud York and Norman Lear Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.